Hey there, welcome to the program. It's Gary Zimak. Great to be back with you here on Blog Talk Radio for our what has turned into the weekly podcast. And I'm going to keep it at each week until, and we're just going to see how things go. There is a chance I might start doing more of these. I would like to, but I want to at least keep doing one a week until I get things squared away with the morning show. And if you haven't had the opportunity to listen to Spirit of the Morning yet, I really think you'll enjoy the program. I do an hour each day live on Holy Spirit Radio in Philadelphia. We do some scripture, some inspirational music, mainly some contemporary Christian music, things that I can't play on this program because I don't have the licensing, but it's something that I've always wanted to do. Music's a big passion of mine. And really what we do is weave a story trying to uplift you every morning. We take some uplifting music. We've got the gospel every day. We've got all kinds of inspirational stories and commentary. We have a guest each day. And what I try to do is uplift you and get you focused on Jesus. That's the main thing. I think that's the most important thing that so many of us fail to do is to keep focused on Jesus. Instead, we look at the problems in our lives. You know how it is. And before you know it, we're depressed and we're all upset thinking that situations are hopeless when they really aren't. So that's the purpose of the show. I hope you'll tune into it and give it a chance. In the meantime, I've been doing this program every Friday on Blog Talk Radio, and I plan to continue that as we look at the Mass readings for the upcoming Sunday. Now, again, I might expand that if I have the chance, because I really love the idea of spending time on Sacred Scripture and really digging into it as deep as I would like. So today we'll look at the Mass readings for the 33rd Sunday in Ordinary Time. We've got one more Sunday in Ordinary Time. Next Sunday, we celebrate the solemnity of Christ the King, and then we go into Advent. Hard to believe that we're going into Advent already. I will keep you posted if I decide to do anything special for Advent. It might be on this program. It might be on Spirit in the Morning. I'm not really sure how it's going to work, but rest assured that at least on the morning show, we will be talking about preparing to welcome Jesus. That is such a huge topic. It's something that I really want to discuss. If I don't do it on this show, I'll do it on that show. Listen if you can, because we don't want to just prepare for Christmas. I think that's one of the big mistakes that we often make. And I'm not pointing fingers at you. I'm just saying that it happens so often to all of us. We focus on preparing for Christmas and we fail to prepare for the birth of the Lord or to welcome the Lord more deeply into our lives, right? That's the purpose of Advent. That's what we should be doing on Advent, for Advent. So stay tuned for more information about that. Again, if you have any questions about anything we talk about here, you can contact me at Gary@followingthetruth.com. I am still doing speaking around the country, so if you'd like me to speak to your at your parish, I would love to do it. Check out my website, followingthetruth.com. Or you can email me directly at Gary@followingthetruth.com. While I have a minute, I want to thank you for your continued support, for your donations, for your prayers. It is it's very important to me. You mean a lot to me. You really do. We've been hanging out together for over 5 years now. I'll be entering into my sixth year of doing this show on Blog Talk Radio. It has expanded in ways that I never would have thought possible, but, you know, it's because of you. Financially, there's no way that I would be here today if it was not for your support. So I thank you for all of your support, your donations. And I'm still in need of donations. It's a difficult way to earn a living. It's a difficult way to support my family. And your donations are hugely important. And I also want to continue to give you this show, whatever it evolves into, whether we do once a week, twice a week, three times a week, or whatever it evolves into, I want to give it to you free of charge, and your donations are incredibly important in order to make that happen. So if you've been blessed by my work in any way and you would like to support it, I would very much welcome your support. You could do so by visiting followingthetruth.com and clicking on donate. Then you could donate online, you could become a monthly sponsor, or you can make a one-time donation totally securely through PayPal. And again, it's very much needed, and I very much am grateful for your support. And let me know what I can do for you. If there's any way that I can help you, please email me at Gary@followingthetruth.com. and I would be happy to do whatever I can. All right, let's do... Oh, by the way, remember the Amazon link, if you wouldn't mind. There is an Amazon link on my website. If you're someone who normally purchases from Amazon, if you would just use the link, and this becomes important as we enter into the Christmas season, technically Advent, but, you know, it's known. We all know what it is, the Christmas season, when you're doing a lot of shopping. If you would just use the link on my website, followingthetruth.com, there's an Amazon link there. Instead of just going to Amazon.com in your browser, go to followingthetruth.com first, click on Amazon from there, and boom, you are right into regular old Amazon. Nothing changes for you, but the fact that you came from my website marks it as being eligible for commission. So anything you purchase, and I don't get to see anything you purchase results in a commission for me. Also, if you're a coffee fan, Mystic Monk Coffee, excellent coffee. I've got to get some more. I'm out of it, believe it or not. I need to restock my supply of Mystic Monk Coffee, but any of your purchases of Mystic Monk Coffee results in a commission for me as well if you do it from followingthetruth.com. So I appreciate that. I really do. Thank you so much for your support in so many ways, not just your financial donations, but your prayers. It means a lot to me, and I'm very grateful. Speaking of prayer, let's open our program with a prayer now. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for giving us another day. We're so grateful for the many blessings that you have given to us. The greatest blessing, Father, is the gift of your Son, Jesus. Thank you for sending him to die for our sins and to rise from the dead so that we could one day live with you forever in heaven. Father, please help those who are sick, those who are anxious, those who are lonely, those who are struggling with doubt or despair, those who are dealing with addiction, those who are battling religious persecution or maybe dealing with an extreme weather condition of one kind or another. Father, we ask that you use us to help you in your work, in your mission. May all that we do bring glory to your name. Grant us the strength that we need to share our faith without fear, that no matter what happens in our lives, that we continue to spread the good news. Father, I give you this program today. I ask you to use me, to use this show, to take it over. It belongs to you. Use me in any way that you see fit, and please open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to the message that you have for us. And we also offer up our own personal needs or intentions, whatever they may be. We give them to you. We pray for our religious, our priests, our deacons. We pray for an increase in vocations. We pray for peace in the world. We pray that our government officials may accept you as their master, as their ruler, as their king, and that they may be willing to put your law into practice. We ask for all of these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lady Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Well, welcome. I'm Gary Zimak. Make yourself at home. I'm going to take a sip of my beverage du jour. I just got a nice tall glass of water here. Sometimes that's just what I need to get me through this program. We're going to look today at the Mass readings for the upcoming Sunday, which is the 33rd Sunday in Ordinary Time. We just have this Sunday and next Sunday, and then we close out the liturgical year, the current year. And what do we do then? We move into the Advent season, which begins a new liturgical or church year. We begin that after the end of one year, we immediately go into Advent. So that's where we stand. Some of the readings are, you're going to see this theme every year, even though we have a cycle of three different readings. We're reading from, there's a three-year cycle for Sunday readings. The gospel changes and the first readings change as well. What you will see is a common theme begin to develop. Toward the end of the church year, you're going to be hearing more about end times, about realizing that, hey, our lives are going to come to an end. And I think it's good that the church does it that way, because what happens is we get better prepared for Advent. Advent is the time when we are called to really prepare for Christ, to prepare to welcome him more deeply into our lives. We could always do better. It really doesn't matter how well we know him, we could always know him better. So Advent gives us that chance to look at ourselves and say, all right, I've got to do these things differently. I've got to welcome Christ in a different way. So that's where you're going to start to see with some of these readings. So with that in mind, let's take a look at our readings today for Sunday of the 33rd week in Ordinary Time. The first reading comes from the book of the prophet Malachi, chapter 3, verses 19 and 20. Lo, the day is coming, blazing like an oven, when all the proud and evil and all evildoers will be stubble. And the day that is coming will set them on fire, leaving them neither root nor branch, says the Lord of hosts. But for you who fear my name, there will arise the Son of Justice with its healing rays. One of the challenges that we face in life is sometimes it looks like certain people, the rich, the powerful, the famous, they're getting away with things, or they're enjoying a lifestyle that we wish we could have. We can tend to become a little envious of other people. If only I could have more money, then I could have a more comfortable life, etc. And it's a challenge to avoid that, because we're human, and by nature, our fallen human nature makes us really like comfort. The problem with thinking that way, number one, it can easily move us further away from the Lord. We want to grow closer to the Lord in our lives. I mean, that's the objective. That's what we should be seeking. But if you have a lot of money, it's not necessarily a given that if you have a lot of money, you won't be close to Jesus. But it makes it more difficult. And as a result, it makes it more difficult to get to heaven. Jesus himself said that. So what we need to do is look at the big picture. The big picture is that this life isn't all there is. The big picture is that heaven is what we were created for. We were created to live forever in heaven. It's very easy to lose sight of that. It's very easy to focus solely on the things of this life and miss out on the big picture. The big picture is heaven. So these readings kind of ground us a little bit and make us remember that just because somebody is powerful in this life and famous and rich and seems to have everything going their way, that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be that way in heaven in the next life. We were promised eternal life with the Lord. Jesus Christ opened up the gates of heaven for us, and that's a really sweet deal. That will last forever. So if we've got to suffer a little bit in this life, that's fine. And that should be our attitude. If suffering in this life increases our chances to get to heaven, where we will enjoy eternal happiness, so be it. But you need to be reminded of that message often, because you don't hear it in the world. And that's what Malachi is telling us. One day, the proud and the evildoers, they're going to get what's coming to them. Our job is to make sure that we are not one of those proud or evil-doing people, because that's how we could get ourselves in trouble. None of us is guaranteed heaven. We've been redeemed. Every one of us has been redeemed. Christ died for all of us, and he opened up the gates of heaven. But that doesn't mean that we're going to get there, and I don't tell you this to upset you. I tell you this to keep it real, to motivate you to do good. That's what we all need in our lives, that reminder that we are called to live in heaven, but we've got to do something. We have to cooperate with the grace that the Lord gives us. Psalm 98, again, that reminder. The Lord comes to rule the earth with justice. He rules the earth with justice. He's a loving God, but he's also a just God. And one day, each one of us will have to account for how we lived our lives on earth. What did we do for the poor? How did we love those around us? Did we share what we had with other people? Did we put God first in our lives? Again, these are all the questions that we are going to... These are all the criteria that we will be judged on at some point at the end of our lives. So are you ready? Are you ready? Or is there something in this life that you want to maybe work on? Sing praise to the Lord with the harp and melodious song, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Sing joyfully before the King the Lord. Let the sea and what fills it resound, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands, the mountains shout with them for joy. Before the Lord, for he comes. For he comes to rule the earth. He will rule the world with justice and the peoples with equity. The Lord comes to rule the earth with justice. Now remember, that's, he does love us. He is love. God is love. God has unconditional love for each one of us. But there is going to be some accountability when it comes to judgment. And this is when the church really hammers this message home. You're going to hear a lot of this always at the end of the liturgical year, because the church wants to make sure that our minds are fixed on heaven and that we realize this world is coming to an end. The world as we know it, you look around, everything is coming to an end. One thing remains the same. That's our Lord. And that's the fact that we will live somewhere for all eternity. We are eternal beings. We have an eternal soul. That soul will live somewhere. Let's make sure that it's the right place. Amen? All right. The second reading is from the second letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians, chapter 3, verses 7 through 12. Brothers and sisters, you know how one must imitate us. For we did not act in a disorderly way among you, nor did we eat food received free from anyone. On the contrary, in toil and drudgery, night and day, we worked, so as not to burden any of you. Not that we do not have the right, rather, we wanted to present ourselves as a model for you, so that you might imitate us. In fact, when we were with you, we instructed you that if anyone was unwilling to work, neither should that one eat. We hear that some are conducting themselves among you in a disorderly way by not keeping busy, but minding the business of others. Such people we instruct and urge in the Lord Jesus Christ to work quietly and to eat their own food. Now, what was happening at the time, and that's why Paul wrote to the people of Thessalonica, they were waiting for Jesus to come again. They really thought that it was imminent, that he would come back soon. And even today, we don't know when he'll come back. And he told us that you will not know the day or the hour. You don't know when I'm coming back again. So when you start to hear people saying that, oh yeah, the second coming is imminent, the world's coming to an end, we don't know that. Jesus himself said, we don't know when he'll come back. The people of Thessalonica had stopped working. They thought, well, you know what, Jesus is coming back, so there's no sense of me doing anything, for me to do anything. I'm just going to sit around and wait for him to come back. Well, Paul was reminding them that we need to, that they need to work. And that's the same reminder for each one of us. We need to get busy. Often we look at the state of the world and we become so paralyzed almost that we think, well, what good can I do? There's nothing that I can do that will help. So therefore, I'm just not going to do anything. The reminder from Paul applies to each of us as well. We're called to do what we can. Certainly we're called to pray, but we are called to do something, however small, to bring the good news to the world. And again, it might not appear to be anything major, but we are all called to do something. Is there somebody around you today who needs to hear the good news? Somebody you can be kind to. It could be a family member. It could be a coworker. It could be a fellow student if you're in school. Somebody around you needs to hear the good news today. You need to be Jesus to someone today. And again, that is the important message for each of us to remember. We can do something. We can always do something. Don't become paralyzed with fear or think that what you do doesn't have an impact. It's not up to you to determine the effectiveness of what you do, but what it is, it's incumbent upon each one of us to try to get out there into the world and be a light shining in the darkness in some way. That's the message of the Christophers And on Spirit of the Morning, we feature a Christopher Minute each day. And in that minute, we just get a brief call to action from this group, the Christophers. They are a great group founded by Father James Keller back in the 40s. And what their philosophy is, and their slogan is, it's better to light one candle than curse the darkness. And that we see a lot of that in the world today. We tend to complain instead of doing something. What can I do? It doesn't matter if it's successful. It matters that I'm trying. Do something. Pray for somebody. Say a kind word. Smile at somebody. Maybe tell somebody, you know, offer to take them to church with you. Any number of things you can do to make the world a better place. And we're all called to do that. The gospel today is from Luke for Sunday. The gospel is from Luke chapter 21, verses 5 through 19. While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." Then they asked him, "Teacher, when will this happen? And what sign will there be when all these things are about to happen?" Jesus answered, "See that you not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and the time has come. Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky. Before all this happens, however, they will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." Now, the reminder for each of us is, first of all, Jesus is not, don't interpret this and look at the world and think that the Lord is saying that the world as we know it is coming to an end. He said elsewhere that we will not know when the world will come to an end. So don't try to interpret it. But obviously we see the increase of religious persecution in the United States. We've been very blessed that we haven't felt it as much as some of the other countries around the world have experienced it. There's going to be that day when you will be challenged in some way. Do I share my faith? Do I talk about Jesus, or am I persecuted? You'll see this. It's not necessarily a physical persecution, but you may see it already. It's the criticism, the opposition, the humiliation, whatever it is. People are going to get angry when you talk about Jesus. You will see that today if you take a bold enough of a position. Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to stand up for Jesus, or will you back down because you don't want the persecution? You're not going to be able to do this without the help of the Lord. And what he's saying here is, when the time comes, I'll tell you what to say. Does that mean you shouldn't study anything about the teachings of the church? You shouldn't know scripture? No, that's not what it means. That's implied. It's implied that you know what the church teaches and that you know scripture. And then at that point, when you're in the situation where the words are needed, the Lord will give you the words, but you've got to know what it is you believe as a Catholic. Now's the time to get ready. Now is the time to study. Now is the time to understand Scripture. That's why so much of what I do is rooted in Scripture. I want to make sure you understand Scripture, so when the time comes, the Lord will give you the words. He'll give you the proper Scripture passage. He'll give you the right teaching. And sometimes you're going to feel as if he's letting you down. Don't. Because he can work through you. He can work through your weakness. As long as you tell him you're willing. And one of the best ways to prepare for that day when you witness before somebody is to really spend some time getting to know Scripture. getting to know the Gospels. The Gospels are a great place to start. Where should you start when you want to learn the Bible? Start with the Gospels. They are the most important four books in the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, more important than any other book in the Bible. It's all the inspired Word of God, but our church has taught us, the church has taught us that the Gospels have a place of prominence. So start with the Gospels. They are easier to understand than the other books in the Bible, but there are a lot of good Bible studies out there. And if you listen to this program, I'm going to feature Scripture every day. On my morning show, I do the same thing. I look at the Gospels each day. And by gradually getting to know these readings, you're going to know the Lord. You'll get to know Him better through Scripture and through the teachings of His church. And then when the time is right, when somebody challenges you or somebody needs to hear the good news, ask the Holy Spirit to let you know what to say. But it would be silly to not do anything, to not prepare in any way, to think that all of a sudden you're just going to be infused with the proper readings, the proper teachings of the church. That's not what the Lord is saying here. Believe me, when the time comes, you're still going to need plenty of help to recall the right reading. I've never had a very good memory, so I know what this is like, and I've depended on the Lord so many times, and He'll give me the right gospel passage. He'll give me the right biblical reading, or He will give me the right teaching of the church. But do your job, do your homework, prepare as best as you can, because we need to be a witness. We need to be a light shining in the darkness. The world has become a very dark place, and it's up to you and me to share the good news with those around us. People are desperate. People need hope. We can give them that hope by sharing the good news with them. So there you have it, the readings for the 33rd Sunday in Ordinary Time. If you have any questions, please email me at gary@followingthetruth.com, and I'd be happy to lead you in the right direction, do whatever I can. But really try to spend a little time meditating upon these readings. Let them sink in. You'll hear them again on Sunday in Mass. And before the Mass, before the Word, the written Word of the Lord is proclaimed at church, ask the Holy Spirit to open your mind and your heart to be able to hear what He has for you. You might get a specific meaning out of these readings. It's a beautiful thing about Scripture. Scripture is a dynamic and living document. So you might get something slightly different out of it than I do. The overall message will be the same for all of us, but there are so many different aspects to these readings that the Lord might nudge you in a certain way. Just make sure you ask the Holy Spirit to help you. That same Holy Spirit who helped you to, who inspired the authors of Sacred Scripture to write what they did, that Holy Spirit can help you to understand how these readings apply to you in the present moment. Because they do. They apply to each of us. They weren't just written thousands of years ago. They were, but they also apply to us. So ask the Holy Spirit to help you, and you'll see. He'll give you some inspirations when you ask for His help. Well, I'm going to get ready to get out of here. Remember, if you can, please check out Spirit in the Morning, the new morning show that I'm hosting on Holy Spirit Radio in Philadelphia. You can listen live by going to holyspiritradio.org. Check out spiritinthemorning.com for more information. We have all the podcasts there as well. Our goal is to start your day off the right way, to uplift you and to keep you focused on Jesus. And again, I plan to continue doing the Gary Zimak Show on Blog Talk Radio, on iTunes and TuneIn Radio each Friday. But I might expand that. If I have the time, I'd like to do more shows so I can really dig more deeply into the daily Mass readings. On the morning show right now, I cover just the Gospel. I would like to expand it because I've been doing that for so many years. This show allows me the opportunity to get more in-depth. But pray for me. Remember, I still do need your donations. Followingthetruth.com is the place to go to make a donation to keep me on the air and to keep my full-time ministry going. I'm very grateful for your support, grateful for your prayers. Know that you are always in my prayers, and let me know if there's anything I can do. Until we meet again, God bless you.